It is Mind Food Radio, and this really is Mind Food. I love speaking to Dr. Emily O'Leary. Hello to you, Emily.
Hi, Nikki. How are you going?
Really good, and I'm intrigued again by our topic today. The article in the November edition of Mind Food is called A Better Intelligence. Now, this is a big ball of wax, this one, isn't it?
Oh, look, it is. It's a little bit of a hot potato, isn't it? As soon as you mention that word intelligence, you know, I think it sends shivers actually up a lot of people's spine.
Okay, so let's cut to the chase, if you can do this quickly. What is the difference between IQ and EQ? Because obviously one is emotional quotient and one is intelligence quotient. Both are necessary. What is the difference?
Well, it refers to kind of, in a number of ways, different abilities and skill sets. So if we look at emotional intelligence, it's kind of a term that's been popularized over the last sort of 10 years, and it really refers to a person's social and emotional skills and resilience, your ability to read other people, to identify your own mental states and other people's, and then make that functional. So, you know, there is a little bit of research saying that this is, well, it's probably quite a bit of research, saying that this is hugely important when it comes to later functioning. And in some respects, slightly even more so than a person's innate, what we call IQ. You know, there are a lot of people that are naturally very, very bright academically, but then you put them in a social setting or a business setting or, you know, a work setting, and it just doesn't kind of work. And that might be because they can't talk to their colleagues or clients or whatever. So, I mean, obviously it's good if both are kind of equal, but that's emotional intelligence. IQ, quite simply, really refers to typically a formal kind of assessment of your what we call cognitive abilities, and that in a number of ways is about what you learned at school and kind of a standard knowledge.
Okay, well, I disagree with IQ tests for one very big reason, and that is I'm a word person. I've never been very good at numbers. My brain just struggles big time. And a lot of these IQ tests seem to me to be maths-based. What's that about?
Well, you know, I think you're not alone when you talk about not liking IQ tests. I mean, I'm kind of with you on that. But the main argument with it is that it tends to assess how well you do at school. And that's sort of what the whole argument is, or the whole article is really about. How well you attended to school, all of those types of things, and also the formal subjects. Now, the difficulty is that, you know, a lot of people argue as to whether that's actually assessing a person's intelligence or essentially just
judging them.
Academic achievement.
Well, see, what about kids, though, Emily, that have a really, really rough time at school? They might have been going through drama at home, and then they've come good, and as an adult, they've started their own business. They're a wonderful businessman. They contribute to the community, you know, and they set an IQ test, and what does that mean?
Yeah, look, this is the thing. I think we're getting into EQ. We're just getting into, I think, what is basically like inner resilience. And there are a number of people that have been super successful without having this kind of standard formal qualifications. And you look at, who's that, Richard Branson, like Virgin. A lot of people have done that and sort of doing what you're saying. So I think it's more in applying and utilising what your strengths are rather than just making sure that you're trying to get the highest grade possible. So that was the whole point of the article. Yes, it's great, and I'm not saying we don't need standard IQ tests. It is quite good to know where that person is, like, within the school setting. But don't get too hung up on it. If a person's not, you know, within a particular percentile, there are so many more different sort of skills and intelligences, for want of a better word, that can make you a success in life.
So what is successful intelligence? Is it a good combination of both of them, Emily?
It's both.
Yeah.
You know, it's the, you know, I kind of think a person is really smart if they can reflect on where their strengths are and maximise that and turn it into a career.
Definitely. Well,
I mean, I love talking. I've always been a talker, and I became a psychologist.
Who listens for a living.
Yeah. Actually, yes, that is ironic. I've had to develop some listening skills. But, you know, you would never put me as a chef or, you know, as you would say, even doing math. Like, you know, this is the thing. You need to know where your skills are and go for there. And that's what the argument is around standard IQ tests, is it's a big blank approach and doesn't tap into those inner strengths. And then if that child or family doesn't get that, you know, can really affect confidence in a number of things, because you're sort of just basing yourself on a percentile or number.
I agree wholeheartedly. Well, the article's called A Better Intelligence in the November edition of Mind Food. Thank you for that, Emily. Now, something really exciting is happening with you, though. You're about to launch a brand new website. So let's give this the big plug right now. What's the basis of your website? What can people find on your website, Emily?
Well, look, it's a little bit fabulous, and it's called, you know, aptly titled Dr. Emily, and it's a little bit of a labour of love. For the vast majority of my career, I've really been focused on treating OCD and anxiety, which I love, but I really wanted to focus on personal growth, development, and a strengths-based kind of philosophy. So the whole website is designed for me, basically, to do what I do, which is talk about different ways to improve your life. So I do offer consultations and the like, but there is a whole lot of videos about me talking about your mental strength or developing a more positive self-concept. So
sounds exciting. I've got my pen ready. What is the address when it goes live?
Okay, look, it's DrEmilyO'Leary.com.
I'm writing this, DrEmilyO'Leary.com. I'm excited. You're going to be my own personal psychiatrist. Right.
Well, look, it might just be you, so you and I can talk.
Okay, that's awesome. Hey, look, Dr. Emily O'Leary, best of luck with the new website. Thanks once again for your time this month.
Thanks, Nikki.